Wow, I'm so stupid. Okay.
Can you hear yourself too?
Yeah, I got it now. So workouts have just been sent out. They're in my email currently. I have not looked at the workouts. If anyone in the comments has looked at the workouts, keep your freaking mouth shut. We're going to wait until JR gets here. So this is going to be a very agonizing 10 minutes.
Oh, we're going to wait 10 minutes?
Oh, I think we should. I don't know. Should I be waiting on JR or should I just talk about him?
Probably wait about, I don't know.
It's, should I just drop my own reactions?
It's a full. I was on Instagram Live and I told everybody to come here. No, it's all the same.
Okay, the workouts have been released early.
Yes.
I want to react to them with JR here.
I want you to react to him with JR here too.
Let me, can I pull up?
Wait, do you know the workouts yet? Did you look through them?
I didn't look through them.
Okay, so then why don't you give like an estimate of what you think is going to happen real quick?
Okay, I'm going to do a new window because I can share Google Chrome. I'm just going to go games. CrossFit. That way I can share the screen when they come out. Yeah. Okay. I'm estimating that they really suck, to be honest. I have a very, very low bar for expectations. And that way, if they're good, I'll be surprised. I'll be happy. I'll be stoked.
What qualifies it as sucks, though? Elaborate on that.
I'm getting a little buzz. Are you hearing the buzz?
I'm hearing a little buzz, but I think it's the closer I get to your mic. Okay. Do you guys hear a buzz? If you guys hear a buzz, let me know. I'll call Will.
Hey, CrossFit, shut up. I don't want to know what WOD 2 looks like. Just stop. Get out of there. Don't tell us what they are. I'm waiting for JR.
Oh, interesting.
So them sucking basically is just there's no variety in movements. They're repeating the same shit from the open. It's the same fucking workouts as last year. There's no creativity. They don't give a shit. And how are they possibly going to get the right 40 people to semifinals? That's my
interesting.
That's kind of the metric that I'm using to measure creativity. A good test will it get the right 40 people to semifinals? So that's.
Are you worried about any of the workouts having, because they talked about making it easier for class logistics. They talked about making it easier for affiliates to do it. Do you think that that's going to damper the creativity? That's going to be.
I think a lot of the things that they've said have pigeonholed them to my expectation. Like they said, okay, they're going to be easier to run for affiliates. So that's, now you're putting yourself in one particular box. Then, okay, it's going to be the same workouts for individuals as masters. You've just put yourself in another box. It's only four workouts. And according to Brian Spinn, only four scores. So now they all better be really fucking good.
Yeah.
So I just think they pigeonhole themselves in a lot. Am I using that term correctly?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, ho, hey.
Hey.
I haven't seen him yet. So if you've seen him,
don't tell us.
I just figured I was going to come on later, but I figured since we're waiting for JR, might as well get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we just,
let's talk a little bit about what happened this morning. And then you guys were 5 minutes away from getting JR and Taylor's reaction to the quarterfinals workouts. Taylor Self, this is the Shut Up and Scribble / HGR CBD Athletics and State Farm. Patrick Mitrovich.
Oh, I got the wrong one up. Timeout. Sorry. Let me fix the brand. We've got one missing sponsor.
Oh, we got another sponsor here. We got to go.
Whoa.
There it is. We got three of them.
Sorry about that. And Reaction Gymnastics as well. Shout out Amy Fritt.
And Reaction Gymnastics. The first thing is, guys, this morning on the show, Dylan Vowell called in and said, hey, I want to buy someone on the show a pair of Savage Ones. And then so we in turn, the thing was is that you had to pay $1 to get into the, you had to pay $1 to get into the contest. And so after the contest was over, well, somewhere during the show, Brandon Waddell called in, and Brandon Waddell is dealing with some cancer issues. And so after all that money came in, we decided we would just pass it over to Brandon. So you see how that works? One person does
something
amazing. Nice. I don't know how much we raised. I estimated we raised $300.
Still.
And so we had Haley send over $300 over to Brandon. So thank you for all of you who donated that money to the Sevan podcast. I know you wanted to pay for my kids' jiu-jitsu lessons. Instead, it went over to Brandon Waddell. I hope you guys are cool with that. And then in turn, the guy at Born Primitive, Bear Hanlon then said that he would pay for both pairs of shoes. It's just a cool thing. We have an important interruption. Travis from Vindicate, VNDK8.com. Get all your CEO gear over there. What's up, Travis?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Did you want to give something away before JR comes on, like your virginity?
Let's give some shit away.
All right. fine.
We're gonna give away one thing. So similar to this morning, donations only are the way to get entered. We are not doing like $20 doesn't get you 20 entries. It's just one entry per donation because it makes it easier on the back end. This isn't something that benefits me. I wanted to do something that helped out one of the sponsors that is helping support this entire weekend. So I'm going to buy somebody a 1-year premium access GoWOD membership. So it'll be a gift card that gets sent to them from GoWOD.
Wow. This is your purchasing this, Travis?
Yes.
Wow. So Travis,
yeah, from this isn't coming from GoWOD. I'm going to buy it and it'll send you the gift card to set up your account.
Wow. Crazy. Okay. So listen, and then the people that give a dollar to get in the contest, do you have any plans for that money?
I don't know where it's going.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Listen, let's just
shut up and scribble, people.
Perfect. Even better. Okay, great. Done. Okay, listen. So if you want to win a year to GoWOD Mobility, Travis from Vindicate is going to give that away to someone in the show. If you want to enter the contest, put in a dollar. We have a leeway of one penny, so it can be 99 cents to a dollar one. And just so you know, GoWOD is offering the largest prize ever on the Heat One app for the quarterfinals. GoWOD is doing this, $2,500. There's only four people you have to choose from. Four workouts, four people. It's going to be money. Make sure you download the Heat One app. And so basically all you do is download the Heat One app. We'll go over this again tonight and then you can play the game. It's completely free. They don't ask anything from you. And GoWOD is putting up the money for the biggest prize ever. And if you think about how big that prize is for you. A couple of the athletes won't even make that much. Travis, thank you so much, dude.
You bet. GoWOD just posted in the comments that they will put it up for me. No, they will not. I will pay for it.
Okay. And so then we will also stream the fight between GoWOD and Travis later on.
Let's go.
Yeah. God, that's really cool. All right.
All right. Cool.
God, this is turning into a charity.
Only during the show.
Oh, my God. Heidi, I have crazy news for you. I spoke with Emily Kaplan and Greg Glassman. They will be flying you out to the BSI event on May 9th, courtesy of Greg Glassman. And you will be coming out, and Emily Kaplan, you'll be coming out hotel, airfare. I'll remind you of that. So congratulations on that, by the way.
I don't know how we can deal with all this toxicity with this show. I gotta go.
So much toxicity. JR, what's up, dude?
What's up, man?
Good to see you. Okay. Also, premier sponsor of the show, someone who's been around forever, great supporter of the Sevan podcast, HGR CBD is also has a giveaway.
We're gonna Carl reached out to me actually when you guys were announcing all the giveaways on today's earlier show and wanted to get on the giveaways. And he said, hey, 2 to 3 people. I just made the executive decision that I think one of those giveaways should go to Brandon Waddell as well. And then we'll do a super scroll in the chat real quick. I'm just going to start at the very top of the live stream and I'm going to pick one person. So Brandon Waddell, if you're listening, go ahead, go follow HGR Athletics and DM Carl. He'll get you guys all set up with, I don't even know what he's giving away. It could be sexual favors, could be product, not sure. But if it's the product, it's the best product on the market. And scroll, boom. You're not going to like this. It landed on Trish, I swear to God.
Oh, my goodness. I took too much of the CBD, and I can't stop listening to the Three Dog Night.
Wow. It literally landed on that. That's crazy.
I don't think Trish picks up prizes.
Trish, if you want a deep, I'm going to pick another. I'm going to pick a backup, Trish. Trish, you get first dibs to Carl. If you follow Homegrown Relief, send him a DM. And if not, we're sending it to Matt C. Matt C. Matt C, free giveaway, Homegrown Relief. You got to follow him and send him a DM. So those are our two winners, Brandon Waddell, Matt C, unless Trish takes the dibs, but I think you're right. I don't think she's going to give away her identity.
Now, listen, this prize giveaway thing is a bit of a shit show. So what you have to do is you have to DM HGR CBD. If they don't respond to you, start bugging Sousa. So Matt, you're correct. The winner. And then if you are interested in John George, hi, how are you? If you are interested in trying some California peptides, company that's putting up the $5,000 for first place for Taylor Self versus the World, which begins tomorrow morning. John, send a note to Matt Souza, and we will get you a free sample of research only BPC 157. John George, you there? You there, buddy? Okay, so that's the other giveaway. Wow. So, okay, we got the California peptides. We got the Go Wad, $2,500 given away on the Heat One app. Doc Spartan. Doc Spartan will be giving away a Matuthian and some ball powder. You okay with some ball powder in the name of Taylor Self? We'll pick the winner for that now. Also, Michael Shanks. Oh, Michelle Shanks. Let's fucking go, Taylor.
We got to go. My anxiety's through the roof.
Okay, hold on. We're almost done. Please, Michelle, send Souza a DM. You guys, we won't remember who you are. So, Michelle, you have to say, "Hey, I won the Matuthian and the ball powder," and then put your address in there. And when you text someone your address, you have to put your name and your address all in one text, so it's easy for them to copy and paste. Don't make work for them. Be cool. Okay, so we got a CBD Carl. We got the Matuthian. We told you guys that the money from the last show went to Brandon Waddell. And then we just need to make sure we thank State Farm with Patrick Mitrovich and Reaction Gymnastics. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Taylor Self, J.R. Howell, Shut Up and Scribble. Here we go. Quarterfinal videos.
Okay. Live reaction. You guys, shit, I keep doing this. All right. You guys can see me fully. You can see me and J.R. fully. We're off to the left.
You guys will have to pick the GoWad winner at the end of the show.
Okay, we're picking the GoWad winner
at the end of the show from people who donated 99 cents or $1 or $1.01.
Okay, here we go. This is team. I'm going to go to individuals. I'm going to skip on over. Are you ready?
Yeah, right, go for dude, it. I'm already working. Go for it.
Have you already seen him?
I have.
Okay, JR seen him. I haven't. Workout one, 4 rounds for max reps. 1 minute of snatching. 1 minute of rowing for calories, 1 minute of dumbbell box step ups, 1 minute of rest.
Yeah, so a lot of us were talking about what the games app has, right? And we're thinking, like, would they ever do a fight gone bad for the open? Would they ever do a fight gone bad at a quarterfinals or a semifinal stage just to get more of that app filled up? Well, here's kind of your fight gone bad format, which I think is really cool. Something to note, really important right off the bat, 20 inches across the board. So 20 inches for the ladies and for the men.
Wow.
50s and 35s, 135 and 85 on the barbell. And then cows for rowing. Taylor, first.
No, we're going to move. We're going to move on. We're going to first reaction. I like the workout a lot.
Okay.
I'm really. Wait. Is those snatches anyhow or are they squat?
I haven't looked at the details, but I assume they're anyhow.
The snatch, each rep starts, the barbell must be lifted overhead, and once any style of snatch is permitted except the hang snatch. Oh, I can split snatch. Okay. I like the workout. That's going to hurt a lot, but I do a lot of workouts like this. This format is good for me. Good workout. I like it so far. A workout to 3 rounds for time, 50 wall ball shots, 50 lateral burpee box jump overs. Oh,
boom.
My God.
24 and 20. Definitely not a movement that a lot of people practice. I kind of thought it would be really cool if they brought back the 12-inch wall burpee because not a lot of people train that. I would say probably less people train this style.
Right.
I want to say last year in the age group semis, they had lateral burpee box jump overs maybe, or if it was facing, but it was 20 inches. It was a shorter box height for the men, and it really sped everybody up. But in a workout like this, dude, that's it. Almost becomes a grinder with Jesus 150 Christ. And 150,
this is
right?
Be a fucking bloodbath. That does not look like a workout you want to repeat. Neither does the first one, really.
But off the bat, I know you don't really want to talk about it. Talk about a equalizer and a wall ball workout with 150. It's all about the burpees.
Yeah, this is. Yeah, this is a lot of. This is 150 burpee box jump overs. I mean, jeez. Okay, workout 3. Oh my God!
Taylor just saw the picture of Tola climbing the rope. He didn't even see the workout, and he could already see what was.
Let's fucking go. This is disgusting. Oh, I'm going to put wieners and butts on this.
All right. All right. I'm going to read this one for time. 3 rounds, 10 handstand pushups, 20 toes to bar. Into 2 rounds, 10 strict, 5 rope climbs at 15 feet. Into 1 round of 10 wall facing or chest to wall handstand pushups, 20 muscle ups. Can I go for a second?
Yeah.
This is a really, really, really cool workout. I think it's awesome that they did a G, 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 right? It is all gymnastics. I think that is super cool. Not even seeing the last workout. And I assume that it's something with all barbell.
I'm really scared.
But let me just say, whoever has a set of rings, a rig, a rope, and a wall all within like 5 feet of each other, you have no excuse already. You should already be crushing a lot of people simply because of gym layout. Because I'm looking at my gym right now, and I know for a fact that these guys are going to be going in the warm-up room, aka 1.0, aka auxiliary gym, because the rig is really close to the wall in there, and I can just move ropes and hang it next to rings in there. So, like, I'm thinking to myself how important setup is for this one. Oh my gosh. Like, there are going to be people who can push the pace on this. And having your stuff really tight is really going to make a huge difference. Okay, I'm done now. Go.
A lot of people are going to explode on this. What's up, Law? Okay, I'm nervous about 4 after seeing that.
I haven't seen 4 yet.
That's
this is awesome.
Too much of a toss-up.
I haven't seen 4 yet, but it's all gymnastics.
Too much of a fastball down the middle for me. Now I'm going to get dicked down.
There it is. All barbell.
This is just like the 2021 online semifinals workout. It's just with clean and jerks.
Which was originally, I think, a age group workout.
God damn, this is going to hurt so badly.
All right, so go ahead and read the workout for people listening.
With a continuous clock, as many reps as possible in 10 minutes of 10 clean and jerks at weight 1, mandatory 1 minute rest. 10 clean and jerks weight 2, mandatory 1 minute rest. 10 clean and jerks weight 3, mandatory 1 minute rest. Max rep clean and jerks in the remaining time at weight 4. Weights for guys 135, 185, 225, 245. Weights for ladies 85, 125, 155, 165. I mean, to be honest, initial reactions.
Dude, I think that's.
Initial reactions are, I don't think I want to do any of these on the same day as another one. I feel like I only want to do them one a day. I definitely feel like workout 2 is, this is a bloodbath without a doubt. Just an absolute bloodbath. Wow.
All right, so
I'm beating all 3 of them.
Before you put on, like, all right, I'm an athlete now. It doesn't matter what they are. It matters what the task at hand is. From a programming standpoint, looking through them once, 4 scores, sending 40 people to semis in a lot of regions.
I don't think the barbell's heavy enough.
Okay.
That's it.
And you don't think that after 30 clean and jerks, even at that load, it's going to show who's strong and who's not? Because I push back and I disagree. I think it's heavy enough.
Yeah, I guess maybe it will. I guess it will. I guess it will. And it will also show who's fit enough rather than guys who can just skirt by on strength alone. So I suppose in that regard, it is enough. Oh, man, I'm really nervous now.
Surprised to see 2 weightlifting movements in the 4. So 1 snatch and 1 clean and jerk, or is that about what you expected?
No, I mean, we have we have a couplet of weightlifting and gymnastics, and then we have a triplet of weightlifting, monostructural weightlifting. Mm-hmm. We have all gymnastics
and then all weightlifting
with a good, nice medley of movements, and then all weightlifting to finish. I think it's, to me, initial reactions are, it's extremely well balanced. With the exception of, I think there might be opportunity for a little more squatting. It doesn't necessarily, but they do have the box step ups. It is 150 wall balls. So maybe there doesn't need to be squatting. It's reminiscent of 2021 quarterfinals in terms of The dose on the legs, that 120-120 workout really made me extremely sore. So I'm expecting to feel exactly the same on this. It's going to be really fucking horrible.
When I look at this, I look at them kind of as 1-2 and then 3-4. So I look at 1 and 2 and think legs.
Yeah.
And then I look at 3 and 4 and think upper body push pull density. And that's kind of like just where I go with it.
I think the
limiter is going to be the overhead in the limiter is going to be the pressing in the gymnastics workout. Sure. There's going to be an opportunity for a lot of speed on the rope climbs because you're doing sets of five. But at the end of the day, I think it comes down to pressing fatigue. And then on the last one, no one's failing cleans at that weight. The jerk is just going to become difficult for some people.
It's going to become incredibly difficult.
So it seems like it's like from that standpoint, I think it's pretty creative in that you get a lot of legs on the first two, you get a lot of upper body on the second two.
God, this is, I mean, initial, first off, I'm really glad I set my expectations as low as I did because I'm blown away by the formats, the creativity, the programming. I think they killed it. My tune wouldn't change much, but my attitude would be different if there were workouts in here that I thought I was going to do really poorly at. I don't want to set myself up for like failure, but none of these workouts, am I looking at something and I'm like, man, I'm not going to be able to race in that. And I was really nervous and scared of that coming into quarterfinals saying, okay, there's going to be a movement that comes out that I'm just not ready to compete in,
right,
but I can still do it. All of these workouts I can compete in. And so I'm almost more nervous because I know how bad each of these can hurt. Sorry, I'm going to get out of here and come back to the stream. Okay, here, we're back to the stream. Now I can look at the comments. We can see comments now. I think if there's any room for like, okay, there's something that's not, they could have dosed a little more of this. It's they're pulling off the floor a lot with the snatches and the clean and jerks. They could squat in two workouts, but they might be looking at the dumbbell box step ups and saying that's enough. That's enough legs. We couldn't get that thing. So just.
Yeah. So you've got a little bit, you got a little bit of a sneaky low back action too with the row, the step up and the pull from the floor. And then you already said you got the pull from the floor for the last workout. I'm surprised to see one workout with squatting. But
that's my surprise.
But while, like, what if, you know, what if on the first workout you have dumbbell squats with 50s, right? It's probably gonna do the same thing though that the step ups are gonna do.
Yeah.
So I think we're probably mincing that a little bit. Like I think them having 150 wall balls with all the jumping is pretty aggressive on the legs. But having two barbells and not squatting either one of them, I wouldn't have guessed that. I'm not saying it's bad. I just wouldn't have guessed that from a programming standpoint at all.
I agree with you. I think I'm surprised at not seeing more squatting. But like you said, if they would have put dumbbell squats in the first workout, I would have looked at it and thought it was too much squatting. Almost. I don't think it's truly too much pulling from the floor.
No, I don't think so.
This is going to be extremely painful. And that's really all I can think about right now.
So for anyone watching or listening, I would say these six, but really these four guys, they have until 6 p.m. tonight to decide what the game plan is. And we're done with it. We're just going to set it and go. As far as what time they're going to go, if they're going to go multiple times a day, just from hearing Taylor's initial reaction, it sounds like it could.
It needs to be 2-1-1, I think.
It sounds like it's probably going to be 2-1-1. I'm not an athlete anywhere close to their caliber, but when I look at the workouts, the two that I think you can do early and repeat and still improve on are the gymnastics one and the barbell one at the end. I would be surprised unless you make a major strategic mistake that you can improve that much on one or two.
I believe that we need clean and jerk first, then wall ball burpee box jump over to finish the day, and then gymnastic the following day, and potentially the row snatch workout the final day, or maybe flip those. I don't know your thoughts, or do you think clean and jerk and then the snatch workout?
I was just going to say, I think if you go from heavier to lighter, you're probably going to feel better. I personally wouldn't want to do anything with the 150-150. I'd want to do that one by itself, the three rounds of 50 and 50.
Okay.
But I think from a soreness standpoint, like
the most sore from that workout, 100%.
Me
at least.
Yeah, I think the gymnastics workout is going to be, for most people, such little dependent upon capacity and just on muscular stamina, that you're going to get done with that one and just be like, you know, there's not going to be a lot of wear and tear from that one, I don't think, at all.
To me, it's the workout that you do last, because my upper body's least likely to be sore after those first three. My upper body's most likely to be relatively fresh after those.
I think there's going to be a lot of people out there that do four first. I'm sorry, that do three first.
The gymnastic workout first, I would call that a mistake.
But I think there's going to be a lot of people that do that aren't a semifinal caliber athlete, because they want to come into all that skill fresh.
Fresh, copy.
They don't want any interference from the burpee. That's still 150 presses off the floor. They don't want any interference from the jerks. They don't want any interference, because, you know, you look at the first workout and a lot of people just see pain, but you look at the first workout, is all grip too. It's snatches, it's pulling hard on the row, and it's dumbbell step-ups. Like, it's still a lot of grip. And if you think about a lot of people going from that workout into a gymnastics hanging and pressing workout, that's going to mess them up.
I would expect you to recover quicker from workout one than you could from workout three. Meaning, if you do workout one first, the next day you can do workout three. If you do workout three first and you reach failure anywhere in there, you are going to be very sore from that if you're not good at high volume gymnastics.
Yeah, I'm going to be really interested to hear what you guys come up with, because personally, I'm going to be staying out of that conversation about when you guys are doing what, because the only thing on my mind right now is getting that room in there set up for you guys to be able to do.
Yeah.
And honestly, for you guys to be able to go two people at a time, because here's the deal, and here, guys, you can't see it, but the rig is about 10 feet away from the wall. So even if I moved ropes, I still don't think that they would want to be that far away. And where the rings are in here, not very close to a wall at all. There's going to be a lot of moving around for them, so that we can give you guys like the best viewing experience, but more so for them. Like, my priority is to make sure they can get the fastest times possible.
All right, we're going to take a pause. I'm picking the winner of the GoWad premium membership, and we've got Augustus Linka. Not really sure how to pronounce that last part, but Augustus, I can pronounce pretty well, I think. CPA, you've just won one free year of GoWad. Shoot Vindicate or Travis Bellenhausen a message and claim your prize. Okay, so relieved that the workouts aren't super dumb.
I think they're good. I think they're really good.
But and now I just am, you know, anxiety is coursing through my veins. So that's about all I have to say. It's going to hurt. All of them are going to hurt a ton.
Yeah, Colton's here now. Dallin and Fee get here in about 30 minutes. Jason's already around, obviously. So
Jason's here?
No, he's around. Oh. Like he's
Colton went to the grocery store. Me and Colton worked out. I did a two-a-day today. So I'm ready to rumble. Let's get ready to rumble. You're going to definitely influence which ones we pick and when. Jason has no fucking say because he's an idiot.
That's not true. Jason's a lot better at looking at workouts and kind of knowing feel, a lot better than he used to be at it. I'm really just going to let you guys kind of try to discuss it. I don't think you guys are going to be really disagreeing too much. If anything, I could see there being just a disagreement on how many each day versus in what order you guys do them in.
I think the consensus will be 2-1-1. Probably.
And the first two being,
I don't know. That's what I don't know. I don't know what people agree on. I think we should do the clean and jerk one first, because that one's going to take the most, like,
I think you should do the clean and jerk one when you're 100% fresh.
Right.
You should rest 3 or 4 hours. You should come back and hit the gymnastics one. And then I think you should do the wall ball one by itself and the rowing one by itself. But that's
the hard part about that is the wall ball one and the rowing one are both due Saturday.
Okay.
So to me, it would be better to get both one and two out of the way by Friday. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so but if they're both due on Saturday, you do one Friday, one Saturday. What's the point? You want an opportunity to redo one or two?
No, I don't want an opportunity to redo. I just don't want any room for fuck-ups, meaning you get done Saturday. What happens if something with your camera went wrong? What happens with something with the Wi-Fi if your video upload is not going well? What happens, et cetera? I get really fearful of small things like that. So I'm thinking, okay, clean and jerk workout first. Second workout, you come back. You either do probably at that point the snatch, wall ball, or sorry, the snatch row step up workout. And then the, the next day, it's like, you know, six one way, half dozen the other. You're picking your poison. You're either going to be a little more sore for one you might not want to be that sore for, or you're playing the fucking, you're playing with fire doing a workout Saturday that's due Saturday. That makes me, I don't like that. I don't like doing a workout Saturday that's due Saturday. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. And again, I don't, you know, I can't really relate to that anxiety. So that'll just kind of be up to you guys. I know.
Oh, it's not due until 5 PST. So 8 PM. I still. Okay. Okay. Maybe. Okay. All right. Well, TBD, we're going to catch you guys live. We got a ton of live viewers. You guys go follow CrossFit Crash on Instagram. That's JR's Instagram handle. You can see a picture of him shirtless. You can count his abs, even though the picture is that small. That's how shredded he is. You'll have a nice time looking at that. And also the workouts he posts on a daily basis. Pretty cool. Also, go follow Patrick Mitrovich with State Farm. Great and powerful sponsor of the show. Awesome dude. If you want a $10 million life insurance policy for free, he's doing a giveaway. Just kidding. that's only he's doing that giveaway, but not for Colton, Dallin, and Jason, because he knows I'm about to murder these girls. And then HGR CBD, go follow Homegrown Relief. Going to be using them all weekend, mostly on Jason, Dallin, and Colton, because they're going to need it the most. And then if you're looking at workout 3 and thinking it's going to give you a ton of issues, exactly. Amy Fritt with Reaction Gymnastics can help you. So
she is the bodyweight whisperer. Not hesitate to reach out. She does on-site sessions as well as remote video review, which I think is like the most valuable thing, especially for competitors that cannot make the trip to South Carolina. Give her a shoot her a DM, shoot her an email, give her a call, and she'll get you right.
And if you guys are looking for the best programming in the game, whether you are a quarterfinal athlete looking to be competitive or one day make a semifinal, that's Sentinel Compete. Or if you just love CrossFit and you got an hour to work out a day and you want to be fit, you want to be healthy, you want to be ready for life, Sentinel 60. It's $20 for the same subscription. The most detail, the most care. We love all of you who do this. I'm putting a user in timeout currently. You know who you are. See ya, buddy. And to the rest of you, we love you. And we're out.